Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here to unpack some key sources and give you those useful insights.
And there's quite a mix today. We've got health, global sports, history, economics, even some really inspiring personal stories.
Exactly.
Okay, let's jump in.
First up, something pretty topical, wildfire smoke. Students are learning it's not just about lungs.
No, it's about the brain too. Researchers are calling it fire brain.
Fire brain. Tell me more.
Well, it seems the toxic particles in the smoke can cause neuroinflammation. Inflammation, but in the brain.
Okay, and that leads to?
Symptoms like depression, memory loss. There was even a study in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
It showed students downwind from wildfires actually performed worse on exams. It's quite a direct link.
Wow. So the takeaway for parents and teachers, environmental health directly impacts learning.
Definitely. And the conversation starters could be things like, you know, how do we protect ourselves when air quality is bad?
Good question. And maybe thinking bigger picture, like how healthy forests actually help us stay healthy.
Right. It connects it all back.
Okay, moving from health concerns to something different, global sports.
Yes, The Juice is covering the 2025 World Games in Chengdu, China.
The World Games. Remind me, these are every 4 years.
That's right, quadrennial. And they're backed by the IOC, the International Olympic Committee.
So sort of like the Olympics, but different sports.
Exactly, a real mix. You've got things like bulls, fistball, alongside flag football and cheerleading.
Huh. Fistball.
Yeah. And they're aiming for global reach. Over 90 countries involved, plus a new streaming service.
It's interesting how some sports get that global spotlight. Makes you wonder.
What other unique sports deserve more attention? That could be a fun discussion.
Yeah, definitely. Or maybe, beyond just the competition, what values do these big international events teach? Teamwork, understanding.
Good points.
Then there's this really quite amazing personal story. Hazel Baumberger.
Oh, yes. The 109-year-old from South Dakota.
109. And she's a regular fixture at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally.
Incredible, isn't it? She's been going on and off since 1938. Doesn't even own a bike herself.
Just loves the atmosphere, I guess.
Yeah.
Her longevity she puts down to.
What was it?
Positive attitude, keeping active, faith, and family. Pretty solid advice, really.
It really is. A great chat with kids could be about, well, what habits lead to a long, happy life?
Mm-hmm. Or even, what surprising things might you be interested in when you're older? Pushing boundaries a bit.
I like that. Okay, let's shift gears to economics and society. An FBI report.
Right. Students are looking at the latest crime statistics for 2024 in the U.S.
And the news is generally positive.
It seems so. A significant drop in reported crimes across the board. It continues a downward trend since that pandemic peak around 2020-2021. So both violent and property crimes are down.
Yes. Violent crime down about 4.5% and property crime down 8.1%. That property crime rate is actually the lowest since 1961.
Wow. That's quite something.
The report suggests local efforts might be playing a big part, community action making a difference.
That's encouraging. So a discussion point here could be pretty direct. How does feeling safe or unsafe affect your daily life?
Yeah. And what can communities actually do together to improve safety?
Makes sense. The Juice also includes a quote of the day. Who is it today?
It's from Sitting Bull, the famous Hunkpapa Lakota Sioux chief and spiritual leader.
Oh, okay. Known for resisting U.S. government policies back in the 19th century.
Exactly. A key figure at the Battle of Little Bighorn. He's really become this enduring symbol of indigenous resistance.
Powerful stuff. His words probably make you think about leadership, right?
Definitely. Like, what does it really mean to stand up for your community, for your beliefs?
And how do figures like him still shape how we talk about justice and identity today?
Lots to unpack there.
Okay, finally, let's touch on the economy again. The U.S. trade deficit.
Yes. Students are learning that the gap narrowed in June. It's actually the smallest it's been in 2 years.
Quick reminder. The trade deficit is when a country imports more than it exports, right?
Correct. And this narrowing seems largely due to fewer imports from China.
Ah, likely linked to tariffs. Those taxes on imported goods.
That seems to be the main factor mentioned. The Commerce Department reported a 16% overall reduction in the trade gap. Chinese imports are at a 21-year low.
So, for parents and teachers wanting to discuss this, Maybe start with the basics.
Yeah, like what is a trade deficit? Why might it be seen as a problem?
And then how do things like tariffs actually affect the prices we pay for stuff and, you know, international relations?
Good angles. It connects the big picture to daily life.
So quite a range today. Health, sports, history, crime stats, economics. A lot for students to digest, Ned. Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive into what students are exploring today.
We hope it sparks some really curious and engaging conversations.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.